where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Now it is time for Dion Hargrove with SmartInvestorsApp.com. This is really a cool product, Dion. Tell us how you got this idea and how you developed it.
I created the Smart Investors app to solve the financial literacy crisis that we are currently facing in the world. According to an S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey, only 33% of the adults have basic financial literacy. If we were to bring that back to the United States alone, 50% of the U.S. adults have basic financial literacy. If we were to bring this to young adults, only 24% of young adults, Gen Z and millennials, can answer basic financial literacy skills. And I hope you're paying attention to the word that I keep repeating over and over, which is basic. When I say basic, they were asking them questions like, if your salary increased by 3% and inflation is now 4%, does your purchasing power increase, remain the same, or does it decrease? So those were the type of questions that people was asking. And again, globally, only 33% of people could answer that correctly. 50% of adults in the U.S. and 24% of millennials and Gen Z combined could actually answer that question. And being a millennial, I have experience with situations like that. Even my peers have it. I am constantly on TikTok because I am so addicted to that app. And I am just seeing people complain and just talk about how hard it is to live. And they're talking about their financial decisions and what they're doing. Case in point, last year alone, we saw people spend thousands upon thousands of dollars on Labubu dolls. We also saw last year there was massive layoffs both in the government and in the private sector. We also saw these same people also spending, what was it, like $300 for that new Starbucks cup which was just a bear with a green hat on it. But
sounds like a waste of money to me, but who am I to judge, right?
Well, again, you know, only 50% of adults in America have basic financial literacy skills, and I created this app to improve that. And I chose investing because investing is really the perfect one-stop shop. It allows you to actually take the financial literacy terms and jargons that you hear and actually apply them in real-world scenarios. And with the Smart Investors app, we allow you to actually invest in real-world assets using virtual money. It's all ones and zeros, so you don't have to invest your actual hard-earned money. We have our own virtual bank that you can go and you can add as much money as you want to, and you can actually practice those investing skills. We also have our traditional academic learning section, which we have with videos, terminology, and whatnot to actually help people get familiarized with this and learn how to do it. And we have our most important section, which is our community-based learning segment, where you're not alone. You have other people around the world that's also using the app, and you can communicate with them. You can share knowledge, you can share strategies, and you can help each other out. We also allow users to actually invest themselves in the apps by adding content that they feel would help other people, and you actually have voting power, so you can decide what do you think would be a benefit to another user. You can vote if they should allow that to be added or if it should get deleted. And so, yeah, that was the story behind the Smart Investors app. We want to improve the financial literacy rate of the world, because if your understanding of linear time is the same as mine, these are going to be the people who are going to make decisions for our country and for companies. And if only 33% of the people globally have basic financial literacy, it's not looking good for us.
No. I was just thinking about what you're saying, Dion, and our audience, and how important it is for entrepreneurs to have basic financial literacy. A big part of running a successful business, I think, is understanding, are you making a profit? And if you change this, how's this going to change the revenue?
Or so I actually want to tackle that, because that's actually a very good point that you brought up. As an entrepreneur, you technically already are an investor, committing capital and time into your own company. But more importantly, you need to be paying attention to the markets, both on a national and a global level. Let me take you back in time. Let's go back 26 years during the dot-com bubble crisis. A lot of what's happening now with this whole AI bubble and this whole AI boom, it all happened 26 years ago during the dot-com crisis, where the internet was as new as hot technology. There were so many companies, so many people who jumped on that bandwagon, didn't fully understand what the internet was. They just saw, oh, it was this new thing. I have to get in this. I have to make some money. We saw numerous companies get made, just have a URL. I think when I looked it up, someone literally made a cats.com URL. Well, all it did was just show a picture of a cat and they got funding.
Oh, man.
That's all it was. But just like
Let's
with every bubble,
see if that works.
Unfortunately, it will not, because just like with every bubble, eventually it's going to burst. And when that bursts, we actually lost $5 trillion and a lot of companies got wiped out because, like I said, people just jumped on the bandwagon. It was the hottest and newest thing that was happening during that time. And the companies that remain were the ones like your Google, your Amazon, your eBay, who actually understood that the internet was here to stay, just like AI is. They understood the trajectory and impact it would have, and they invested in it properly. Case in point, Amazon, they just sold books. So for their website, it was simple. We want to get our books in front of as many people as possible. Fast forward 26 years later, Amazon is doing way more than books. And that's because they invested in their business properly. They understood the economy and where the market was heading. And that is the power of investing for entrepreneurs and even people who aren't entrepreneurs, say the everyday person. You still can benefit from this because just like with Google and Amazon, who understood the internet was here to stay and they saw the impact it was having, a average person can be like, hey, this is going to go somewhere. I can start a business that can actually play off of the internet. I could help other businesses set up their websites. For example, Romain could have started a web domain business and helped Jeff build his website so he can reach his audience and sell his bagels to more people. So yes, for entrepreneurs, that is the impact and power of investing. And for people who want to get into entrepreneurship or pivot the direction of their entrepreneurs, that is the impact that investing have. And sadly, not enough people talk about that. But my app does.
I went on your website and it looked like people can play with crypto with this imaginary money.
Not only can people play with crypto and learn about crypto, but they can also do the same thing with Forex. And I'm of the personal opinion that Forex is heavily slept on because that is really good for understanding the trajectory of the country and other countries on a global level.
What is Forex? I've never heard of it.
Forex.
Forex is the exchange of currency. Like exchanging the U.S. dollar with the British pound or the euro.
I mean, it would be really interesting to go on this app and play with these different things. Our son plays with crypto and sometimes he makes money and then he loses it all the next day. But
I mean, he literally like made $10,000 one day and he called us up and said, hey, I made $10,000 on crypto. And like the next day we got a text and it was like, oh, I'm back down to $1,500. So,
well, with my app, we want him to understand the why of how he gained that money and why did he lose it. Because when you actually go and invest real world money, we don't want you to make those same mistakes. We want you to use this app and ideally fail about 1,000 times. And the reason why I say that is because failure actually teaches you more than success. If you're like me, when I succeed at something, I go, oh, that works, woohoo, and I go to the next thing. But when something fails, I actually sit down and I just ponder on, okay, what went wrong? Why did it go wrong? What can I do next time so that I don't repeat this? So that is the goal behind this app.
Romain, do you have a question or a comment for Dion?
Two things that come to mind. Why, as entrepreneurs, do we not celebrate the wins as much as we focus on the downfalls or the things that we didn't do well?
I am someone who likes to pray for the best, but expect the worst, just so when the worst happens, I already have a plan for it and I can mitigate the harm that would happen. But when the best comes, I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Wait, hold on. This feels a little bit too good to be true. What's going to happen?
Exactly that. Like, yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, we might celebrate, but it's very short-lived. And then it's like, okay, well, how can we repeat this? How can, you know, I don't understand why that happens in our mind.
Well, it all goes to nature. The old saying of the calm before the storm, it's like, okay, everything's just going so well. Like, something's going to happen. Like, we're just biologically wired that way.
We live in fight or flight. all the time. As an entrepreneur, yeah. You're kind of there, right?
But it's a good question, though. I mean, you know, I'm not sure that I have a great answer for that because I'm exactly the same way.
So much that
I'm so much that way. As Elizabeth says, well, we should talk about the three good things that happened to us today. And we talk about those. And then immediately I start complaining about something. So the effect doesn't last too long.
Yeah, I try to keep us on the positive side. So did you have another follow-up for me?
Yeah, this is for everyone. Was there ever a moment where you felt like, this is not it, I'm going to quit? What was the thing that made you think that or think you were going to make that decision? And then what happened that made you change your mind and stay in it?
Okay, so I have a little funny story about that. Working a 40-hour job while also doing this, I had a lot of moments where I was like, you know what, I'm just going to quit. Someone else could do that. But what inspired me to become an entrepreneur is that I am a huge comic book nerd. My favorite heroes have always been Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne because they were the most realistic. They are billionaires that use technology to improve the world. And if I'm going to get to that point, I have to power through whatever I was going through with my business because I want to be a real life Tony Stark or Bruce Wayne without the trauma.
Nice. And Jeff, how about you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of times where I found myself tired, physically worn out, emotionally worn out. I think the hardest part was, and Danielle and I had the two stores, we were split. Our skill sets are different. She's the operator. She's the brains and I'm the, you know, innovation behind it, right? So the creativity. And so as we split our skill set, and we could do the other things, but we're not as good at it, right? So like I'm in one store, she's in the other, and it's hard, like physically hard, emotionally hard, running two separate businesses in two separate places. That was probably the hardest point. I mean, it was hard on our, you know, personal life. It was hard on the business. It was, and when you hit those walls, you have to decide, like, do we go over them? Or do we turn around? And there's a lot of people who just stop. Dion, you said it in the beginning. You're like, you've got to just keep going. Most entrepreneurs, I think, fail because they quit too early.
What about you, Romaine?
I feel like that's me every day because it's one of these things where, especially on the acting side of it, you're auditioning, you're offering yourself and your services to a production, essentially, and saying, I'm the guy for this. And because of the landscape that we're in now, it's just like, it's ballooned. Like there are millions of actors who are all talented. And that's the one thing that I recognize is that talent is one thing, but discipline and consistency is a whole nother thing. And I think that's where you start to differentiate people and where they are in their careers is that, you know, like I said, everyone has a talent, but what's different is how you approach the business. A lot of my earlier career was acting focused, but then I had to make that shift as to how do I now pull myself away from the pack? How do I make myself different? And the answer to that was start writing and start producing.
Yeah. And I had a couple more questions for Dion. What age range is your app for?
The app is for all age ranges. We do not discriminate. If you can read and count, this app is for you.
How many people have you reached so far? And what is your goal?
So far, we have reached, since launch of New Year's of this year, we have reached about 50 plus people. And our goal is to get to 10 million.
And what are you doing to market it? Are you doing a lot of media appearances? Because that's a good way.
Doing a lot of media appearance. I have hired a social media team to manage the Instagram and TikTok. Done a couple of magazine articles, and we've actually created our affiliate outreach program. So we're looking for finance influencers, just any influencers to work with us to contribute to the app and obviously get paid for it.
So how do people get the app? How do they find you?
So you can go to our website at smartinvestorsapp.com. We have all the links to our social medias and to our app on the Play Store and the Apple Store. And if you just want to download the app directly, you can go to the Apple Store or Play Store and just type in Smart Investors, all one word.
Thank you. Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun to play with. My only fear with it is that I would be playing with it with fake money and I would make like $2 million and it wouldn't be real.
And then you'd be, darn, I wish I had done this for real. And then you'll lose $2 million for real.
So that would make me want to quit. That would make me want to quit.
But you would have gained the skills to actually make that $2 million in the real world. So it will still help you out.
If you enjoyed this episode, episode, subscribe to the podcast, and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.